Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
All right, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay today as he is off. But before he left yesterday, he interviewed Eric Winstrom, the new Pensacola police chief. And we played most of that interview last hour. I want to play the rest of it for you right here. And part of this interview, he gives us a promise. Let's go ahead and listen to that right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Success for me is a few years with my kids enter their workplace and hopefully start families of their own, that they choose that Pensacola is going to be the place they want to be.
I know when I think about your background, I see all kinds of positives. The background with your brother is to me, because of where you are now, that's a positive. Yeah. The background of working in the projects in the big city, in the inner city, is an advantage. The lawyer stuff, I see a lot of things that it's dimensionality of experience if somebody has grown up and they've been a cop their whole life and that's all they've known, they can be great, but there's, until you've done a thing, you don't really know a thing, and you've done a lot of different things, and even having been opposed, I view all that as very positive. A rich chief who's going to understand why people hate cops. They're going to hate why, or they're going to understand why some people might be distrustful. And you're going to understand bad cops, because you worked on that, finding them, getting rid of them, preventing that from happening, dealing, just all of that. But I also can imagine that for some people, some cops particularly might make them a little scared of you, because it's like sort of like you come from the other side a little bit. The IA guy or the lawyer guy or the guy who grew up and admits he didn't like cops. Yep. I don't know how much I can trust that guy. Do you get that response from people where they're a little unsure because they know some of your background?
I get it. I'll give you an example. I get it until I'm tested and I have a chance to prove otherwise how much I love this profession. And that came, in Grand Rapids very early on. We had a very high profile officer involved shooting, which we made national headlines. And since then, we've had 10 other officer involved shootings. And we've had other challenges, which the media, came at us skeptically or attacked the police department and the whole police department.
I think in your interviews you said this was one where you were a brand new chief, basically, and you stood there in front of the crowd at city council.
That's right.
And listened and let them yell at you.
2.5 hours I stood there and had people say the worst things about me and my family and everything else, because I thought it was the right thing to do to show that I'm not going to leave the police officers there on the line to take that abuse. Not that they can't handle it and they're not used to it, but I want to let you know, lead from the front. You get a lot of police chiefs that'll say, oh, I lead from my front. Let me tell you about all the doors I've kicked in, all the arrests I've made or whatever. And that's, actual nuts and bolts police work experience is important. But the most stressful situations, aside from life and death situations, are these, when you get challenged by, at a protest. When I've stood shoulder with some of my African-American brothers and sisters, and when you're a black officer getting told you're a traitor to your race, and here I am being called a Nazi or whatever, just for wearing a uniform, they don't know me, they don't know me as a person. I can't imagine how difficult that would be. So that was something that I know if I ever have a chance to take that pressure, to take that vitriol, I think that's definitely the chief's job, whether it's getting out in front of the media that's challenging, that doesn't quite understand, that needs to be educated on police procedure because they think cops did something wrong and they didn't. And it's easy, I guess, for a police chief to say, I'll have your back when you're in the right. That's a lot of times you hear that. I'm telling the police department, look, I'll have your back when you're in the right and when you're trying to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of time it's the public expects police to be perfect, always expects us to be perfect, and always expects us to be getting better. It's one of the few professions, like, oh, you weren't perfect today? We are judged by our losses, not by our wins. We could go on 1,000 calls and handle them perfectly, and, 1,001 goes south, and it's a viral video, and see, police, they're always doing this.
It's like umpires, they make a bad call, that's all you know them for.
Yeah. Right. So one of the culture changes that I brought to Grand Rapids was that the culture there in that region of the country was pretty much not talk to the media, and just any question is, oh, it's an open investigation. And that, getting back to the first officer involved shooting that I handled in Grand Rapids, I looked at the video and I said, okay, the most important thing we can do here, so it's, we're never going to be able to make it any better. The young man lost his life. We got to make sure we're not making it any worse. And the way to do that is we're going to get out there as fast as we can, answer every question that we can, and be as transparent as possible. And there were a lot of, there was a lot of skepticism in the police department.
Sure.
And the way it went was, you know, there was some large protests, but there were no riots. There were no arrests related to protests. There was, it was the most peaceful response. And on both sides of police supporters and police critics, they said, well, the police department handled the aftermath just fine. And the police department saw that and said, all right, we're going to give this chief a little bit more leeway and a little bit more benefit of the doubt. And I just built on that through every challenge. That
well, social media and the rumors are way worse than the facts in the video will ever be, if the even and exactly. even, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah. And as you know, news is going to be on whether the police are part of the story or not.
Right.
When there's a police
might as
story,
well be part of it.
Yeah. They're either going to have the 100% non-police version of the story, or if you want to give your perspective. So I always try and say, if I'm available and it's a police conversation, I always try to say yes to the media, and that's a culture change that I brought to Grand.
I know you got to run, so we're totally out of time, which is fine. We'll talk a bunch in the future. No, it's
okay.
Not. But just one last quick thing. You know, what's your one thing you want to tell Pensacola? People who have never heard of you, people who thought you did well, people who didn't think that you should have been hired. What's the thing you want to tell them that maybe they haven't heard you say?
Let's see, there's what, between 50 and 60,000 people in Pensacola. I think I can meet every single one of them, and that's what I want to do. I want to meet everybody in Pensacola.
Okay.
You know, don't make your bases on social media. Just hopefully everybody gives me a chance. I am going to work the hardest of any employee in the city, and I care about this city very much. I'm moving my kids down here, my wife. I want to make this my forever home. And I'm excited to be here, and I look forward to meeting everybody.
Outstanding. Chief Winstrom, congratulations on getting the appointment. Good luck on getting the confirmation. I wouldn't expect that to be a challenge, but you never know.
Never know.
You know, there's those things. And welcome to Pensacola. Let me be the first to say we're glad you're here.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right, thanks.
I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. And but before he left, he had a chance to sit down with Eric Winstrom, interview him, and you heard the whole interview right there. We'll have the whole interview up on our podcast section of our website, newsradio923.com. There, the promise from him, he's going to be the hardest working member of the police force when he gets down here to Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Let's see here. We've got a car that is a disabled vehicle in the roadway, I-10 eastbound, right around mile marker number 10, which is causing some delays right before you get to the I-110, Highway 29 exit there. So just be aware of that. Traffic is backing up. About a 15-minute delay right now just in that area alone. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
Come on.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
So you know your mattress is too old. You wake up in the morning achy, stiff, not refreshed. You went to bed feeling okay, and your bed made it worse instead of what a bed is supposed to do, which is make it better. But you know you don't want to go to the mattress store. You know you don't want to go shopping for a new bed because every other time you've done it, you felt icky. Like, it's almost worse than used car sales places. You go in, they pester you, they won't leave you alone, you feel pressured, you can't figure out the prices. It's just all very, very, very unfun. And to boot, how do you tell one store from another? They all seem the same. There's 50 of them all over the place, right? I totally understand. I'm a person too. So that's why when I met Thane from the Sleep Center, I just was so pleasantly surprised. First of all, No commission on sales. So the salespeople, if you want attention, they'll give you attention. If you want questions answered, they'll answer questions. If you want to be left alone, they'll leave you alone. Seriously, they'll leave you alone. Second, understanding you. Their salespeople all start in delivery, and they do all their deliveries in-house. So their salespeople actually spend their first several months on the job learning how people use beds, how they put them in a space, what complaints they have about their current bed, personally up close by doing the delivery. They have been here for 30 years. The original, the longest, the most selection, the best service, and the best price, the Sleep Center on the north side of Creighton, just east of Davis. Often imitated, never repeated. The Sleep Center.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the news radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in today at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Beads are fun.
Laissez-les, bon temps, les.
Moon pies, too. Traffic, not so much. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joining us right now here on the Pensacola Morning News radio hotline is Lisa Newell with Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Bobby. Good to talk to you. And I have got a good story
to you
that you
well.
Might want to hear about. It's a brand new high school going yeah. in, and of course, it's been going on for so long you kind of forget, but it's really getting close because they are really going to open up this fall to freshmen and sophomores in the middle of between Gulf Breeze and Navarre. It's called Soundside High School. And Jason Thompson, our sports editor, went over there to get a feel for what the athletic facilities are like and ended up speaking to the principal, Casey Winfelder, and got a lot of information. They're expecting 540 students next fall. So this is going to be a big change in South Santa Rosa County. And, of course, they think that those kids are not only going to be coming from a designated area, school zone that they're in, but also there will be some kids curious wanting to start, you know, with school choice, going to this brand-new three-story school. And so it's going to be – they've got a beautiful football field. They've got all their athletic amenities are almost ready to go, except for maybe baseball, which doesn't happen until the spring. So it is a brand spanking new school, really nice. And so we've got a great story about that and also some pictures from the inside of that school. So pick up a copy of Gulf Breeze News to take a look at it.
And then so it's going to be open by the next school season, right? By this fall?
Yes, in the fall. Yes.
Perfect. What else is going on in the Gulf Breeze area?
Oh, gosh. Well, the Tarzan, if you've ever seen the movie Tarzan, the high school, Gulf Breeze High School, is going to be staging Tarzan the play next weekend, the 13th through the 16th. And so that's going to be the Disney version with the Phil Collins music and all that stuff. And that is going to be on stage at Pensacola State College. And so we have a great story about that. So that's going to be at the Ashmore Auditorium. The Gulf Breeze High School drama is always really, really good. If you want to get a ticket, though, you better hurry because seats are limited. And so, you know, we have information about how to get those tickets. And so you want to make sure that you don't miss Tarzan.
next. Nice. I like it. Yeah, and that'll be a. It's always a fun thing to see, and they'll have a. They have a good performing arts group over there at GBHS.
Very good. Very good.
There's a. Get so we got two things going on here with e-bikes and skateboards. What's the update with this that we get in the Gulf Breeze News this week?
Okay, so the county recently changed its rules, and so now you can bring your dogs to most of the county parks. And that would mean, because it used to be that pets were prohibited in the parks, but now county parks, not the city parks necessarily, but the county parks, you will be able to bring your dogs. They also made some rules about alcohol and also about maybe giving a waiver to some of the nonprofits who want to use some of the county facilities in the parks. And then they also strengthened some of the rules against the, not just the e-bikes, but any of the motorized vehicles to make sure that they stay off of the fields. They've been having some vandalism at some of the different parks. And, you know, these parks are maintained by the families. And so you get out there and you have a bunch of ruts in the fields. It's just devastating. And so, you know, these e-bikes, you know, we love them. They're great, but they can be very dangerous and they can also be very destructive. So they are strengthening the rules about where you can ride your e-bikes. You have to be on the sidewalks, for example. And also, because these are rules, the sheriff's deputies can now hold folks accountable for any damage that they do. So if you have a child who is riding an e-bike and you want to make sure that they know, hey, this is not just a suggestion anymore. This is now something you can literally get in trouble for. So please respect our county parks. Make sure that you stay off the fields.
Okay. We got to get traffic on the fives with John Pickens real quick, and then we'll get a couple more updates from Lisa Newell.
That's right. Still dealing with a disabled vehicle that happened on I-10 eastbound right before the Highway 29 exit, which is having traffic backed up all the way past Pine Forest, basically a parking lot there. So definitely want to avoid that area. Just take 9 Mile over to, 29, and then go south and join I-10 again, because that's going to be a while. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thank you very much, John. Real quick, if you can just give us one more update, Lisa, that we can get in the Gulf Breeze News, and of course, tell us where we can get the Gulf Breeze News.
Okay, well, so there's a skate park meeting. There has been some talk about replacing and updating the skate park that Gulf Breeze has had in the city of Gulf Breeze for, I guess, probably 2 decades. Apparently, that is just not a good skate park, according to the people who know. And those people are the ones who are with Upward Intuition. They designed the skate park that's underneath the I-110 ramp in Pensacola. And they are, you know, there's a lot of interest in this. People want to have a better skate park. So there is going to be a meeting of the Advisory Parks Board on February the 12th at 7 p.m. at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. So if you have any input that you'd like to give or just are curious to find out what they're planning, you can go to that meeting because they are planning to get that that park updated. And they say that, you know, the people that did it had great intentions but didn't really know what they were doing. So they're going to make it much, much, much better. But we have a whole lot more in the paper. So Gulf Breeze News is available, first of all, by subscription. You can get it mailed to your home for $69 a year. That's for the whole year. You can also pick it up at the Publix on 12th Avenue in Pensacola. You can get it at Walmart, CVS, a bunch of different places, your favorite stores that you like to shop at, and also a lot of gas stations. So pick one up and give us a call, or we can mail it to you every week to your mailbox. We'll be happy to do that. And if you get a subscription, you can also read the whole copy online.
Thank you very much. That's Lisa Newell with Gulf Breeze News. Appreciate you, Lisa, for coming on.
Thank you. I hope to see you in the breeze,
Bobby. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew is off today. Let's get a quick break. We come back here, we'll get an update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Plus, I got an update on layoffs in January. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That's right. Let's go and check in with David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what kind of headlines you got?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. President Trump says his administration might need a bit of a softer touch when it comes to the immigration enforcement surge in Minneapolis. The president said he's still hoping to push immigration crackdowns into five more cities across the nation, though. His comments come the same day that Borders Are Tom Homan announced that about 700 agents are being withdrawn from Minnesota. A police helicopter crash in Arizona has apparently left a pilot and a paramedic dead. The Arizona Department of Public Safety says the crew was responding to an active shooting incident. The agency says they're working jointly with the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board to investigate what happened there. Serious allegations are being levied against the top prospect in the upcoming NHL draft. Police say Gavin McKenna was charged with first-degree felony aggravated assault stemming from an incident that happened in late January. The 18-year-old is playing college hockey at Penn State after leaving the Canadian Junior League system. And, boy, it is day five now in the search for the mother of today's show host, Savannah Guthrie's mother in southern Arizona, Nancy Guthrie. She was reported missing from her home near Tucson on Sunday. Authorities believe she may have been abducted. Yesterday, Savannah Guthrie posted a video on social media with her family pleading for more information. They say they're ready to talk. And the main thing they're asking for right now is proof of life.
I'm Therese Crowley. Prayers from President Trump at the National Prayer Breakfast in D.C. this morning, coupled with action to aid law enforcement in any way possible, as Savannah Guthrie and siblings anxiously await any response to their public plea on Instagram to the kidnappers of their 84-year-old mother, Nancy, and an unverified ransom message.
We need to know, without a doubt, that she is alive. And that you have her.
The FBI evidence response team joining the day five search for clues at Guthrie's desert home in Tucson. Former First Lady and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on X demanding, let's have it in public. A House Oversight Committee hearing on the Clintons' relationship with dead sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Clinton insisting we already told them what we know under oath. The Clintons both have a February date to testify. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. We've got our forecast on the way with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Right now, though, we've got sunshine and 37 degrees here across the area. A little bit of a chilly start to our day. We'll get to that forecast here in just a few minutes. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves delivering his State of the City address tonight from the Bayview Community Center. That'll start at 6 o'clock tonight, 6:30 tonight. It is free and open to the public if you want to attend in person. The address being held in partnership with CivicCon. City Administrator David Stafford reflected on the city's partnership with CivicCon for the event.
That reflects our commitment to open dialogue with residents. The event is free, open to the public.
We will carry that live here on News Radio 92.3 and online on our News Radio app if you can't be there in person tonight. And the address typically covers major city accomplishments and outlines priorities for the year ahead. Now, the concrete and asphalt being removed from Palafox Street during the new Palafox project will not be ending up in a landfill. Site and Utility, the lead contractor on that project, is reportedly recycling all of that material. And where is it being used? Well, at that new Costco being built on 9 Mile. The company says the concrete is being crushed down, used for road base, for parking lots and streets there. The asphalt is being processed and mixed back in to produce fresh asphalt as well. The new Palafox project still on schedule for a May 24th completion date. And the new Costco actually could reportedly open right around that same time. Escambia County Sheriff's Office says scammers have been targeting young adults that are desperate to find affordable housing here in the area. Sheriff Chip Simmons said his office has seen a big uptick lately in rental scams where people list properties that don't actually belong to them.
I think they're preying on these, you know, certainly young adults that are looking for a place to live. And if they see something really cheap, they try to jump on it and in a hurry before someone else beats them to it. And unfortunately, we've been seeing some of these scams.
And Sheriff Simmons says certain red flags include pressure to act fast, unusually low rental prices, not wanting to meet in person, and, of course, no lease paperwork. Victims are often asked to pay through debit cards or sometimes even in Bitcoin. If you are suspicious about a rental listing you've seen, you can contact the Escambia County Property Appraiser's Office, or you can call the Sheriff's Office, and they can verify who actually owns that property. 19-year-old Navarre man described as a drug trafficker has been arrested in Milton. Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office arresting DeMorian Joseph McCarty this week during a targeted narcotics operation. They say he had warrants in Okaloosa and Santa Rosa counties, was also wanted in Louisiana on a felony probation violation. He faces multiple charges, and the Sheriff's Office says that more drug distribution charges are also pending in this case. One person was hurt when a vehicle struck a tree last night in Escambia County. That happened on West Jackson and North Fairfield about 7:30 last night. That person was taken to the hospital as a trauma alert patient. It is 8:35 here, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a check on our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson and Channel 3.
We are starting off with a chilly start to your day with very breezy conditions. Winds will stay high as you go through your afternoon. 51 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping again back near 35 degrees. For Friday, starting to warm up, sunshine with a high near 61. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 44 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got 37 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. And our next news is at 9 a.m. Breaking news anytime it happens. Looking at your money now this hour. The my mistake. I see John looking at me. It's 8:35 here. You, look, when Andrew's away, who knows what's going to happen? Everything gets thrown off. It's 8:35 here, News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the five.
That's right. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound, anywhere from the state line all the way through Highway 29, we've got two disabled vehicles. One is at Highway 29 right before you get to that exit, and also the one at Nine Mile, or Pine Forest, excuse me, and it's backed up way past Nine Mile right now. It's just basically a parking lot right there. So avoid that area at all costs. Get off on Nine Mile and head southbound on 29 to avoid that area. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, John, for tolerating me. I appreciate you. It's 8:36 at News Radio 92.3. Now it's time for your money now. And looking at our markets here at the opening bell on Wall Street today, the Dow is down about 0.75% today, 325 points at 49,185.15. S&P down just over 0.75% at 68,28.30. The NASDAQ down over 234.5 points right now, and that's at 22,670.07. Taking a look at our financial headlines this hour. Paramount CEO David Ellison is accusing Netflix of being monopolistic in its bid to acquire Warner Brothers Discovery. This report from Michael Kastner.
Ellison published an open letter Wednesday to the media community in the UK, where Netflix has been trying to get its Warner deal past regulators. Paramount has also been trying to buy the media giant, so Ellison wrote a letter to the British creative community vowing to preserve HBO, which is owned by Warner Brothers, and to give every film a full theatrical release. He also criticized the Netflix proposal, saying it eliminates meaningful competition by creating a monopolistic or dominant entity. I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you very much, Michael. The Washington Post announcing some mass layoffs today. The executive director, Matt Murray, and human resources chief, Wayne Connell, sent out an email to their staffers Wednesday instructing them to stay home and attend a Zoom meeting where leadership would be announcing significant actions across the company. And new rules for self-driving car companies are on the way. Senators took up a plan to create national regulations for the growing industry yesterday. During that hearing, Senators Ted Cruz said a confusing mix of state laws make it more difficult to bring advanced autonomous vehicles to market. 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Hey, if you've got a home improvement project or a remodel or just a repair, something on the honey-do list, whatever the case may be, and you need hardware supplies, Pensacola Hardware is your place. Now, obviously, they've got the stuff. And when I say they've got the stuff, what I mean is if they don't have what you think you need, you don't actually need it because they have an enormous warehouse that has everything. And if it's not there, it's because it's the kind of thing you don't need. They stock everything that you could possibly want. And if you build things for a living, oh, man, they're your place. Commercial Construction Supply, that is their bread and butter. They've been doing that for literally since before the Civil War. They do special orders. So if you have specified products that the architect or the engineer is asking for, something unique for the job, they can do that for you. They can put you on a monthly bill. They can ship it to your job site. They can just, they speak your language, okay? If you're a contractor, they know the codes. They know, they know these building inspectors, for goodness sakes, and they can help you solve whatever problem it is that you have. So wherever you are on the spectrum, from a professional to Andrew McKay, okay, they can take care of you. The oldest business in the entire state of Florida. They've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
There's no championship league for small business owners, but if there was, you'd be at the top of the standings. Because going pro with Lenovo Pro means you've got the winning formation, one-on-one advice, IT solutions, and customized hardware powered by Intel Core Ultra processors help you stay ahead of the competition. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at Lenovo.com/pro. Lenovo, Lenovo.
You don't have to keep jumping around the dial all day.
Start your morning with Pensacola Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. Stick around for Pep Talk with Meg from 9 to 11. Then it's MVR from 11 till 2, Hughes Hewitt from 2 to 4, and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin from 4 to 7. One station, one day, everything you need to know. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Ah, yes, it's time for our frivolous topic of the day right here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew is off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Here is your topic. Got the topic as a suggestion from a texter saying that are you ever too old to eat kids' cereal? Are you ever too old to eat kids' cereal? And I'm going to throw in one extra. If you aren't too old, what is your favorite kid's cereal? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Go ahead and text that in. While you're texting that in, let me give you an update on some things going on in the news. So President Trump is speaking right now at the National Prayer Breakfast. We played some of that speech at the beginning of this hour. But also last hour, we got layoffs update. U.S. employers announced 108,435 layoffs for the month of January. That is up 118% from the same period a year ago. That's 205% increase from December 2025. This is the highest layoff amount since 2009. So the highest layoffs in January since to start the year since 2009. So with that, the markets crashed in the pre-market, starting to move up a little bit once the market has opened up, though, due to that. Along with that, Pizza Hut announces that they're going to close another 250 stores nationwide. It's still only 3% of their overall stores, but 250 stores are going to be closing for Pizza Hut nationwide. This comes after they closed 300 stores back in 2020. Allegedly, they're losing their losing their market share when it comes to Domino's. Domino's growing their market share, they're decreasing. However, according to Yum Foods, which or Yum Brands, which owns KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut, they are seeing their sales growing in other parts of the world, like the Middle East, Latin America, and Asia. It's just in the United States where things are starting to drop. And all right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Back to the frivolous topic. Are you too old to eat kids' cereal? Got a text. No. It says, I'm 50 and I shamelessly love kids' cereal. Had a bowl of Fruit Loops last night. As a matter of fact, last night. So you're talking about eating kids' cereal like any time during the day. All right. Another one, my favorites are Cocoa Puffs, Peanut Butter, Cap'n Crunch. Yeah, first of all, I'm just going to go and lay this out. No, you're never too old to eat kids' cereal. Kids' cereal is fantastic. At least it is to me. John?
And I have to agree with you 100%.
All right, there you go. 110%. 100%. All right, what is your favorite kids' cereal then?
Frosted Cheerios, baby.
Frosted Cheerios, okay. Yes. All right.
They remove those from the shelves.
Mine changes a lot.
It does?
I mean, I like Fruity Pebbles.
Right.
Fruity Pebbles is a good, that's a good dessert. That's like a dessert cereal to me. So I do get that one. But it often changes. Like sometimes I like Cap'n Crunch. I want the peanut butter flavor. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's read some of the other, see some of the text here. So, nope, Fruity Pebbles, you it's good. Here's another one. I'm 50 plus. I'll never be old, too old for Cocoa Krispies. Cocoa Krispies. Yes, that's a good one too. Then let's see here. Cocoa Puffs and Cap'n Crunch mixed. Ooh, doing a little chocolate peanut butter mix for the cereal. All right, I like it. Another one is, no, you're never too old to eat kids cereal, especially Cap'n Crunch or Frosted Flakes. Sounds like Cap'n Crunch is pretty popular.
It does.
Another text. 50, yep, never too old for Cocoa Puffs and Cap'n Crunch. Got a lot of people mixing the chocolate with the peanut. I don't think I've ever done that. I just either eat the Cap'n Crunch or just eat the Cocoa Puffs or the chocolate crispy ones. What is it? Fruity Pebbles and the Cocoa Pebbles. That's it. I think Cocoa Pebbles are better than the Cocoa Krispies. Maybe I'm unique in that area. Continue on here. No way, I'm 55 and I love my cereal snack at night. I love Special K with red berries. Special K is a healthy one, though, isn't it? That's not a kid's cereal.
Maybe.
Can we? You could argue you're just trying to get your fiber in. If you're
that's a good one.
Special K with the red. Yeah, just getting my fiber.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's the excuse I give myself.
Yeah.
Another text. I'm 47. I will eat Fruity Pebbles for dinner. All right, there you go. There's another Fruity Pebbles at night person right there. Hey, the best part of being I like this one. The best part of being an adult is being able to eat sugary cereal whenever you want.
Yeah.
It doesn't make up for having to work, pay taxes, and all the other stuff, but it helps. Yeah, there you go. I do like that. It's great. More text here.
Let's check in with traffic on the fives real quick.
Oh, yeah. I see the traffic on the fives. Yeah.
So we're still dealing with that disabled vehicle on I-10 eastbound right around the Highway 29 exit, which traffic is now backed up all the way to 9 Mile Road exit. So be aware that it is moving very slowly through that construction zone with that disabled vehicle. Other than that, we're good. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much, John. Here's a few. So we're talking about, are you too old to eat sugary kid cereals? And the consensus is no. I hope not, but now that you mention it, I will buy Cap'n Crunch. Yeah. Honey Cheerios. Yeah, there you go. All right, I like it. Life cereal. I do like Life cereal. That's another good one. And then, you know what? One of the things that so when I look at cereals, I do like the sugary cereals sometimes too, but as I get older, I'm finding like I am starting to like more of like the boring cereals. I don't know why. I don't know if my taste buds are changing or what, but I'm starting to like more of the boring type cereals. I still, I just went blank on the one that's like one of my favorites. I do like Raisin Nut Bran, like the nuts, like the raisins that are covered in the nut material. It's so good.
You're definitely getting your fiber there.
Yeah, there you go. that's my thing. And then Cracklin' Oat Bran. That's probably my favorite is Cracklin' Oat
Interesting.
Bran. Yeah. All right. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I love the milk afterwards. Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of news updates here for you or legislative updates for you. I went into details about these earlier, but let me just give you the headlines. a bill is going through the legislative session right now that would require driver's license tests to be done in English only, both verbal part and written part. So it would get rid of any Spanish versions of driver's license tests. There's another bill that would get rid of local government DEI requirements. So if there's local governments in the state of Florida that have DEI requirements, this would basically usurp that and say, no, you can't do that anymore. There's going to be a little bit of, there's going to be a big pushback on that with people saying, hey, this is the state overriding local authority, stuff like that. There's also a bill that's going through committee that will increase penalties if doctors or other health professionals do sex reassignment on minors. So if you do hormone therapy or even surgery on minors, massive penalties, including felony, even a felony for those that assist a health professional in that kind of a deal. Then one other one here, there's a minimum wage bill going through the legislature right now. This is unique than what you may be thinking. This minimum wage bill actually says that if somebody is willing to waive minimum wage in a situation of being an apprentice, an internship, or something like that, they can waive the minimum wage if they want. I know what people are thinking, like, why would you waive minimum wage? Well, there's situations where some people go, look, I'd rather have the experience, and if it's going to keep me from getting the job or getting the experience because I want minimum wage, I'd rather get less than minimum wage in order to get the experience. And so there's some situations where people want to do that. Here's a text. Driving tests aren't in English already? No, they are in English already. What they're going to do is make it English only. They'll get rid of the Spanish written tests and any verbal part of it being done. They will get rid of that if this bill passes. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, I'll give you a couple more legislative updates for you on News Radio 92.3.
What if I told you there's money hidden in your home? Not under the mattress, not in the couch cushions, but real money waiting to be put to good use. With a home equity line from PenAir Credit Union, you can tap into your home's value for renovations, big projects, or whatever's next. No annual fees, no closing costs, just smart, flexible funding backed by a local team. Your home's got extra cash. Put it to work. Learn more at penair.org/home equity. Equal housing lender.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. He is off today. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Thank you very much for all of your texts pertaining to the frivolous topic today, as well as we talked about drones. There was a big story that has came out nationally that the FAA has a temporary restriction on drones where they cannot fly over any federal activity. There's already restrictions on drones that they cannot fly over, like, military bases, the Pentagon, the White House, you know, certain high-value or highly sensitive areas. But now they have this restriction has expanded to say any federal activity, meaning ICE operations. Think of it in Minnesota. I'm sure you've seen the news, all the stuff that's going on in Minnesota. And so they're like, okay, look, people can't be flying drones over the ICE operations in Minnesota. Now, in one aspect, I was like, why not? Like, what's it matter? The drones just observing what's being done. It's not going to interrupt. It's not going to do anything other than maybe reveal what's happening, right? But then I had somebody else who posted, who texted us and said, well, it's very important to limit the drone activity certain times because they could be monitoring tactics and behaviors of strike teams, which it could be a security issue, because then they're learning the tactics and motive and like methods and things like that. And I was like, oh, I could see that part. You know, like if you're observing, if you've got a drone that's observing those kinds of things, I guess what I was thinking was you're not really using the drone. You're not doing the drone during the active operation, like when they're raiding a house or raiding a place or raiding a business, because you probably won't even know about it at that point. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to know about it ahead of time. You're going to know about it kind of afterwards, or maybe right when it's, you know, it's already gone underway. So any tactics and stuff like this that are strategic, the drone won't observe that. What you're observing with the drone, or what people are trying to observe with the drone, is maybe afterwards, and you know, police or ICE behavior after the incident. So I don't know. I'm a little conflicted on it, because in one aspect I'm like, what's it hurt? Transparency is fine. But then the other aspect I'm like, oh, no, I get it. You don't want to be, you know, showing strategy and tactics for the world. You know, just like we wouldn't want the world to know our strategy and tactics for our military operations. It's kind of a similar thing. I kind of get that. There's so when it comes to the drones, one drone operator who has done a lot of work basically said that this is unprecedented. We haven't seen this kind of thing before. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still dealing with the broke down vehicle. It's been moved onto the side of the highway on I-10 eastbound, but we're still seeing delays between 9 Mile and Highway 29. It's about a 15-minute delay. Traffic is starting to crawl just a little bit, but just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, a couple of quick hits here for you. We're talking about the economy and how massive job layoffs. It's the worst that we've had since 2009 to start of January. Also, Pizza Hut closing 250 stores nationwide in the United States. And here's another one. Minute Maid frozen orange juice. You know, like the slushy orange juice that comes in those little cardboard cans or whatever. Coca-Cola owns Minute Maid, and they announced that they are going to end the iconic Minute Maid cans of frozen orange juice concentrate in the United States and Canada after 80 years. 80 years they've been on the shelves. It said, we are discontinuing our frozen products and exiting the frozen can category in response to shifting consumer preferences. With the juice category growing strongly, we're focusing on products that better match what our consumers want. They will be continued Q1 2026. And so I read this and I was like, oh man, I can't believe getting rid of this. Like, but then I had to sit back and go, when was the last time I've had frozen orange juice myself? Like, it's been forever. John, what about you?
I think the last time was like 1992. I'm trying to remember, but I think it was that far back.
Yeah, it's been a while. So first, my first reaction was like, no, it's going away. And I'm like, but I've not bought it in forever either. So
now watch there be like
a
rush on it.
I'm going to buy some good stuff.
Watch there be a rush on it, and eBay will be littered with it.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Now you're going to be able to get it on eBay for like $1,000.
I know, right?
Yeah. FWC called the 2025 bear hunt successful. Remember, that was a big controversial thing, whether or not Florida was going to have another bear hunt, because the last time they did it, there was overshooting. This time, pretty good. They gave out 172 permits, and you were allowed to have one bear to be harvested per permit. So they felt like, you know, up to 172 bears. Well, we only had 52 bears killed, less than a third of the potential number, and all of the bears that were harvested, they like to say, instead of killed, met the size requirements of the hunt parameters. No bear could weigh less than 100 pounds. And so they feel like it was a successful bear hunt. We still have about 4,000 bears in the state of Florida, mostly, of course, in the Panhandle area. So that's good news right there as well. We've got more Florida legislative updates that we'll give you tomorrow. I was hoping to cover a lot more of it, but I wasn't able to get one of the big national stories. President Trump calling to nationalize the vote. Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, comes out and says it's unconstitutional. Yeah, there's things that the federal government can do to help guide states, but they can't take over elections. Well, unless we get an amendment. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Filling in for Andrew. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Religion is making a comeback. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump just said.
The churches are now coming back stronger than ever. Nobody's ever seen anything like it, actually. So.
Addressing the National Prayer Breakfast.
To support this exciting renewal this morning, I'm pleased to announce that on May 17th, 2026, that we're inviting Americans from all across the country to come together on our National Mall to pray.
Now, he says they'll rededicate One Nation Under God, celebrating the American